Good early morning, everyone. Brian Newber here from goldenblack.com, lost in Madison, Wisconsin. I just turned out of a parking garage. I'm somehow on the opposite side of campus of where I'm supposed to be. Does that stop me from recording a podcast while I'm driving around? Hell no, it does not. This is your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast following Purdue's gutting 70-67 loss at Wisconsin, eliminating the Boilermakers. Big Ten regular season title hopes and leaving me in that position once again, relishing my opportunities to explain to you another Greek tragedy of a road loss for Purdue. So this is your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast brought to you by our friends at Fox Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn. So Purdue loses on back-to-back banked-in jump shots in the final 30 seconds of a game that they played well enough to win. And that falls in line perfectly with kind of the way Purdue's season has gone, because as you're well aware, Ron Harper many weeks ago, made a running half-court shot between two defenders to beat Purdue at the buzzer at Rutgers. Rob Phinisee, as part of him inexplicably turning into Superman that one night in Bloomington, Indiana, made a game-winning three-pointer with 16 seconds to go. Tyson Walker, just the other day, made a buzzer-beating three-pointer to beat Purdue on the road at Michigan State. And now, not to be outdone, not only does Johnny Davis bank in a ridiculous two-point jumper with his toe on the line with 26 seconds to go, but Chucky Hepburn banks in an impossible three-pointer from the wing to win it basically at the buzzer. Purdue did everything right in both of those situations. Their defense was good. On both of those plays, it's just Wisconsin has made some sort of deal with the devil where all of these things go their way. This is 15 wins in a row now for them in games decided by 6 points or fewer. That defies the law of averages. That defies conventional thinking. That defies simple good sense. How that's even possible, I don't know. But, you know, part of it Wisconsin deserves credit for because they play the game the right way. They don't beat themselves. But tonight was just dumb luck. Because those shots were, as Johnny Davis himself described Chucky Hepburn's game winner, and you'll have to pardon my French here, but I'm only quoting my subject matter, that was some bullshit. And there are people walking in the middle of the road right in front of me here while I have a green light. They're pointing at me. I don't know what they're doing. They're probably looking at me like they don't know what I'm doing either, which I don't know what I'm doing. But you'll have to pardon my language there. I'm only quoting my subject matter. But that was just dumb luck. You know, you do make your own luck sometimes, but I think Purdue did make its own luck tonight. I thought, you know, coming back from 11 down with 12:50 to go on the back of Jaden Ivey and Zach Edey was really something for this team. And I thought it was befitting of a team that deserved a share of the title, not to say Wisconsin doesn't. I thought it was one of those games where, as empty as this sounds, as trite as this sounds, both of these teams kind of deserved a win because they both played like champions to a certain extent. Purdue did not, you know, spill its coffee all over itself like it has on occasion to put itself in the position to lose on some Johnny Davis's term. They didn't turn the ball over very much. They played good defense. They did what they needed to do. The only sin on Purdue's part was they missed a bunch of free throws. But you know what? Purdue is, by percentage, the worst foul-shooting team in the Big Ten. So that wasn't all that out of character. I think that, you know, Purdue and Wisconsin were 11-11 at the foul line. Brad Davison missed the biggest free throw of the game to open the door for Purdue to tie it on Jaden Ivey's three in the final however many seconds were left. So the foul line giveth, but the foul line also taketh away. But I do think Purdue played well enough to win this game. I think it's unfortunate for Jaden Ivey. You kind of feel bad for him a little bit because he was so good in those final 13 minutes, only to be the guy who had the best seat in the house on the crap shot that Wisconsin made to win the game. That's, once again, me quoting Wisconsin on the nature of Chucky Hepburn's shot there. But I think, you know, obviously Jaden Ivey and Zach Edey carried Purdue over the final 13 minutes of the game. They scored their last 25 points. I thought Purdue was cooked there when they were down 11. It looked like that was one of those moments like the game at Michigan, where the game was really going to kind of get away from Purdue, but you have to give them a lot of credit for their response there. I know that's a really empty deal when you have nothing to show for it in terms of a win, or, you know, the championship that likely would have come from a win, but Purdue did show, you know, something there. I think Purdue's due some good luck. I think that's, you know, if you have to put any sort of, you know, potential silver lining on this, I think there is none, because I think this is as painful a loss as I think I've covered. I take that back. I was at the Virginia game. But hey, I'm on the right side of campus now. There's the lake. How I lost the lake, I have no idea. This was just a brutal, brutal loss for Purdue with so much on the line, and for the way it played out in terms of the simple bad luck involved here. But yeah, I guess if there's one silver lining you can put on this is that, you know, like Matt Painter says sometimes about good shooters who miss a lot of shots, they do a lot of makes. So maybe, you know, Purdue's luck flips when it matters a little bit more. I have no idea. I'm not promising anything. It could go the other way. Maybe this team is just snake bitten. Maybe this team, better explained, maybe, you know, Purdue just isn't there yet in its maturity as a basketball team to have, you know, put itself in better positions in these games. I don't think this was a failure on Purdue's part necessarily as much as it was just luck for Wisconsin. Two really good teams, both of whom deserved to win. I don't think this was Purdue losing this game as much as it was the bounces going Wisconsin's way in an evenly matched game with championship stakes between two worthy teams. But Purdue just needed a bounce at the end, and Purdue didn't get a bounce at the end, and Wisconsin did. Wisconsin gets all the bounces. Purdue hasn't gotten very many bounces this year. That said, Purdue has won close games this year. You know, the Ohio State and Maryland games at home, the Illinois game at Illinois. It's just the string of losses that cost Purdue a Big Ten title. It's just stranger than fiction. You couldn't have made what happened tonight. You couldn't have made up what happened tonight, just like you couldn't have made up what happened at Rutgers. You know, you couldn't have made up Robert Phinisee turning into Superman in Bloomington that one night. And it just kind of goes on and on. But that's basketball, I guess. So that's what I got here. I got to figure out where I am. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you again on Tuesday night after Purdue plays Indiana in the afternoon. Thank you to our sponsors, Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn. And I am on the wrong side of Alliant Energy Arena. I'm supposed to be on the other side. I got to figure this out now. This is what I get for recording podcasts instead of using my GPS. Have a good night, everybody.